about the web? Beamer asked. Their mother stopped halfway down. Tear it down, I suppose. As their mother disappeared below, Aaron gave Beamer a no-way glance, silently mouthing the words, "Tear it down?" "Yeah, right," Beamer said, looking anxiously at the web looming above them. "That dude falls on you and you'll spend 40 years getting unwrapped." At that moment, a sunbeam broke free of a cloud and flooded the tall windows like a waterfall, lighting up that wispy silk curtain like a giant sunburst. "Hey, look!" he exclaimed, suddenly noticing two long, dust-covered tables on the far side of the web. Scattered across them were broken and discarded test tubes and chemical beakers and a stack of electric cables. Remembering what the realtor had said about scientists, Beamer said in a hushed voice, "What if it's a mutant spider created by some evil genius who used to live here?"
Get off it,"
Aaron drawled nervously, already backpedaling toward the stairs, her eyes fearfully searching the dark corners of the attic.
"I've got an idea. Let's leave it to Dad."
"Sounds good to me," Beamer said, relieved. "Let's get out of here."
The web quivered and the test tubes rattled as the kids plummeted down the steps. By dinner time, the tale of the web had grown into an epic story of courage and adventure. According to Beamer, he had narrowly saved his sister from having her life juices sucked out. Aaron, of course, hotly disputed this account. For his part, their dad, otherwise known as Mr. Mac, looked a little green when he came down from his first look at the web. Several phone calls later, he had arranged for a bug scientist, an entomologist, that is, from the university, to come out and have a look. In the meantime, the attic was quarantined. Off limits. The McIntyres celebrated their first day in the new house with a candlelight dinner. Actually, celebrate was too strong a word. For one thing, they ate at tables that were packing boxes, a different size for each person in the family, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. For another thing, and the real reason for the candlelight, there were no light switches. In fact, none of the electrical appliances worked, which wasn't surprising since they had no on-off switches. At first, they thought it was the electricity, but then Dr. Mac plugged her drill into an outlet and it worked just fine.
"They can't do anything right in this town," Beamer complained. "Nothing works, the air's thick enough to choke on, and everything..."